Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
It's our Daily C-Mix and a Daily Mix morning show on the way. We'll sit and spin. We've got the top rock bands for every letter of the alphabet on the way. First time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And one from our question on close calls. Guys, I was in Afghanistan doing firefighter training with the aircraft when a haboob came our way. As we're going to our trucks, a C-17 cargo plane came out of the storm to land, but he was not level with the ground. So he realized his error and pulled up and flew away. If he would have hit the ground, he would have killed everyone in the fire department.
Oh, God.
You guys are great. That from Robert. On to the birthdays, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Step responsibly.
Guys, a birthday shout out to my husband, Brant. He is 49. Our daughter, Allison, is also 10 today.
Huh.
So, how about a fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake? We are headed down to the Mariners game tonight. Go M's. Try it in sump. Thanks, guys. Lots of love. That from Nicole.
To our good fish sandwich.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
And hey, Nicole, remember, if you see me and or Mike Hawk at the game today, buy us a beer.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, we will let you buy us a beer.
Yeah, I also do love the irony of the fish sandwich.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Because he had Orioles colors that day.
God, that's right, yeah.
Jimmy is
it all spin. Comes around.
He was.
You should make those two guys buy you a beer if you see them.
Who's that?
I think the listeners, if they run into you.
Yeah.
Especially Thrill. He should be easy to spot.
Got that big fat wallet in his pocket.
Well, he's got a black Orioles jersey, orange. You look great.
Thank you.
I just feel like it'll be a little easier to spot him than Mike, who's just in a Mariners jersey.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. But I will let you buy me a beer. I will do that, man.
Are the Orioles any good this year?
I don't even know.
No.
Are they terrible?
They're bad.
Because they were decent last year.
They were last year.
I just know. I can just tell through my friends' social media pages.
They suck.
They're bad.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're bad.
The thing we have going for us is that the Rockies exist.
Guys, today's my 31st birthday. Can I please get some advice from Coach Ted on some stretches to do in my older age? Now that it appears it is possible for me to sleep correctly. A story from the captain would be great, too. Thanks, guys, for all you do. Love the show. That from Jordan.
All right. I don't know. You need some advice from Coach on stretches? Like the once great Kenny Powers once said, like, we're not into stretching and calisthenics. We're into real sports. Like hitting baseballs, throwing gas. I don't know, man. Honestly, look, listen, I coach the team, all right? If they're not stretched out and warm up by the time they get to me for practice, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I got to find an assistant coach, one of those bendy little fellas. He stretches out the boys.
I'm going to let you sit on that for a second.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday, Ted. I feel you about stretching out the boys.
All right.
And do it each morning. You want a story from the cat? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. There's a story of Tony the Tiger getting caught having sex with a muskox named Bella, which wouldn't be a big deal but they were caught in the bathroom of a Chuck E. Cheese. There's also the story about Little Debbie getting charged with prostitution and drug trafficking after they found out that her oatmeal cream pies were actually made of pure cocaine. Oh, this is the story of Snap, Crackle, and Pop teaming up with the Keebler Elves in an effort to form the world's longest human centipede.
Jesus.
They didn't get the record. Crunch bag.
They fell short.
Hello, guys. My husband is 34 today, and not only that, but I am 9 months pregnant and could pop at any moment. He's been asking me to email you guys for a birthday shout-out. Maybe some dirty Germans talking about being a new dad. Thank you so much. His name is Alec, and he is turning 34. That from the lovely Hannah.
Yeah, the thing about being a new dad is the next time you visit Hannah's good stuff, it'll be a little different.
Yeah, you know, it's like moving into a new house with a two-car garage. But you don't have the second car.
Wow.
Bitches, today is the day our two cool for school. White LeBron is 39. Happy birthday to Uncle James, White the coolest LeBron. Non-breeder ever. So can we get a big old bong rip interrupted by his favorite green beans and some dirty Germans talking about a White LeBron sandwich? Oh, thanks, guys. That from the lovely Serena.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Chop.
Green bean.
Yeah, it's your White LeBron sandwich. I would just say this. I will provide the buns. You provide the meat. And I will eat it.
Yeah. So, ironically, it's the biggest thing on there is the mayonnaise. Drop some.
Yeah, would you like tater tots or couscous?
Guys, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my friend Eva. She is the singing lady in our music group and a wonderful soul. She's been making people shake their groove and their moneymakers since the OG hippie days. So how about a roof that does not leak? Miles and Thrill doing some German techno and a happy Chinooka. Thanks, boys, and a LARP on from Jason in Sacramento, California.
Yeah. Why are you staring at my shirt when I'm not wearing any pants?
Yeah. And that's the time on Sprockets when we dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was a yo-yo. They are my testicles.
Guys, it's my birthday. I am a solid religious listener every day. Name is Doug from Maple Valley. I turned 60. Guys, think about the junk. Keep on being good boys and levitate. Thanks so much. Give me your penis is too small there. And one more. But you also want to give a shout out to my dad, Paul, the man that helped make me who I am today. He is celebrating another year and made it to 70 epic years. So can I get some dad jokes from Miles? My dad taught me an appreciation for them as well. And if you can, toast him with the beer pouring sound. Happy birthday, guys, and cheers to many more. That from Scott. Let's see here. Do I got any jokes? I might have a couple here. Oh, guys, I got a chance to see Yanni perform last night.
Congratulations, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, did he live up to the name.
All right. I haven't heard a good Yanni joke in a while. You know any Yanni fans?
No.
It'll shock you.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't talk about it.
I don't know why.
Guys, if you are waiting for food at a restaurant, aren't you technically the waiter? Can I throw soy sauce at sad people?
Because they're salty?
Nah, to kick a man when he's down.
Kick a man soy sauce.
And Mike, I just want you to know I had sex with a Harry Potter fan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got Hogwarts. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Yeah. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
A lot of that too.
You were quake, man.
I did. I can take it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg with some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. North Dakota has been making good on the promise to have flush toilets at their historical sites. Oh, all right. I'm in for flush toilets.
Right. You know, at first I was about to make fun of that, but I was like, you know what?
It's North Dakota historical site.
At some point, you have areas that don't have flush toilets that need to be upgraded. So it's like, let's get on this thing. Okay.
You think the way it went down is like, yeah, the General Assembly, like, hey, people keep paying and pooping, man.
I mean, Miles started to get upset about it. He's brought it up before, but I mean, I've been out to the coast on the peninsula, and it was December. Those bathrooms were still gross.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hot, but I don't know how to explain it. You're still like, I don't want to go in
it's
here.
It's thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and again, where you were going with it, it's North Dakota. You right. live off of historical, you know, tourism. Not much else going
There's not
on
a whole
out
lot going
there.
On.
So yeah. Give them some good dadgum bathrooms.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'll just say it. Like, people are going to North Dakota, what, to see the president's heads? Is that something?
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
The president's heads.
I feel like those people, they need a flushable toilet.
They need to flush.
You know what, man? One thing.
Because I think it's like a little bit of an older crowd. Give a flushing toilet.
The one thing most people don't know about Mount Rushmore, and I saw this in one of your shows, Ted, if you tilt the heads back, it's just a giant Pez dispenser. Little known fact. Yeah.
A new study found that singing to children can significantly boost their mood.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Now you're messing with a son of a bitch. Daddy, sing son of a bitch. Okay, kid.
You got it.
Honestly, when my nephew was growing up, it has actually been that long. I was was supposed to do acoustic for the new originals with Eminem, so I was just rapping to my nephew while he was sitting there napping in my arms, like just trying to practice, get over it.
So they don't say really what to sing, just sing anything.
That's right, you know, just give him a tune. That'll be
yeah,
nice.
Especially with kids that little. I did it with my niece. Like she couldn't have been more than one, and my mom was like, "What? What are you talking to her about?" And I'm like, "The guy he fielded the punt inside the 10. She needs to know this.
She's got to know, man.
Yeah.
Right.
He broke the rule.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day, tutelage. Can anybody here use tutelage in a sentence?
Oh.
I'm a little gassy today, so please excuse my tutelage.
It was with Thrill's wife's tutelage that our friend learned to swim.
Bam! Ted Smith.
I was wondering where you're going with that. What under about her, my wife's tutelage?
Under her what?
Jesus.
Right.
What part of her body is the tutelage?
Oh, you gotta ask Bart Sean.
No. New research shows that birth control raises your risk of having a stroke. Well, it's changing your body chemistry. I gotta imagine that it's going to have certain side effects.
It also lowers your risk of having a child.
That's a fact.
Right.
brings it right on down.
We were stroking to the east.
Right.
Gary, sing the stroke song.
No.
Stroking to the lady that I like. That's because we were stroking.
The Dutch Museum is putting on display a 19th century condom that was discovered with an erotic etching on it.
Yes. It's a fake condom.
It's a fake condom?
Look at the size of it.
I'm aware. Okay, that's fair.
Listen, man, I don't know what's going on in that country. I don't know what's going on 200 years ago, but unless Shaquille O'Neal was alive, nobody was wearing that
condom. Well, that's just a picture that we're seeing, man. We don't exactly know the dimensions of it.
Man, I'm telling you right. You know what?
Did you see this thing, Ted?
No. It's the equivalent of one of those giant pizzas. You know, it's 18 feet across. No one's going to eat it. Nobody's wearing that kind of.
Oh, no. Right. Out there.
Wow.
Yeah, man. If there's more than one guy, this condom will cover both of you.
Where do they find that? It's currently
Shaquille
in
O'Neal's wallet.
It's currently in the Dutch Museum.
Oh, hey, man, I dropped that.
It's in mint condition.
The Dutch.
It has not been used.
I'm glad they added that.
It's 8 inches long.
Ah, okay.
Which, you know what? We're in action, folks. We'll enjoy that. Dutch Museum.
Yeah, never mind. I can't fit that.
A new study found that your cat knows exactly who you are by smell alone. That should shock nobody.
I would think so.
So who paid for that?
Again, we just had this argument in the office. Not an argument, but like, is this a new study? What's the thing you told me today? Like,
oh, Mediterranean diet. Good for your brain. Berries. Olive oil.
Right.
Nuts.
Cucumbers.
Grains.
Tomatoes.
Fish. Good for you.
We're like, did they pay for a new study? We know that.
It's the same thing they've been saying for...
I want to study this.
Guess what else helps? Exercise.
Uh-huh.
Look out.
There'll be a new study.
A little walking is better than none.
This one's going to make it worse, Miles. There was a recent study on why and how people need different amounts of sleep, and it revealed we're just wired differently.
We're tired.
Yes!
Sorry. The night people and day people?
Not necessarily night and day, but there's those folks that can live off of, you know, 6 hours of sleep, and they're wired like they've had six cups of coffee, whereas there's people that they get 10 and they're still groggy as all hell.
We're convinced my daughter can get 14 minutes of sleep a night and operate fine.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Crazy.
I feel like...
But they did a study to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
I feel like when I was a teenager, like...
I slept in.
Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like unless it was the weekend.
I mean, I'd sleep in on the weekend.
Or cartoons.
My father would say, you know, you think it's time to get out of bed? And one time I made the mistake of saying, well, obviously if I thought that, I'd be up. Okay, don't say that if my father mm-hmm. should happen.
But I'm saying, Miles, when you're a teenager, you're kind of done with the cartoons. But, like,
right,
I remember having, like, if I had a buddy over, like, my mom would knock on the door and be like, it's noon or, like, whatever. Like,
yeah,
get
noon.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But as an adult, it's pretty hard to do on the weekend.
You got to be sick.
Or you got to stay up all night.
Right. Upwards of 5 million seahorses were seized by authorities over the last 10 years. From people looking to sell them on the black market.
Seahorses.
Yes.
Who are the people buying
those seahorses? 5 million seahorses, they have an estimated value of $21 million on the black market.
Okay, now keep in mind, that is based on the people willing to spend that. To me, correct. 5 million seahorses are worth about $30.
But you see, that got me thinking, like, what other black markets do I not know about?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Careful.
The Men's Room Top 10.
I hope you didn't Google this.
The top 10 markets you never knew existed. Let's cut to the chase, shall we? Where's the beef? It's on the black market. Cow smuggling is an epidemic in India, where our bovine brethren are sacred in the Hindu culture. Well, hold on to your udders. Their neighbors in Bangladesh happen to have quite the hankering for a tasty hamburger. So, cows are purchased in India, smuggled into Bangladesh on the black market, and sold at a high profit. People are willing to pay a pretty penny to get their hooves on some heifers. Dang. Bangladesh. Beef is what's for dinner.
Dear God.
Bangladesh.
These are markets that you never knew existed. At number 10 is actually Spam. You wouldn't think that
Spam on the black market.
Spam would be on the black market, but here's the deal. Because they inundated the islands with Spam, you know, it's very, very popular over there in Hawaii. So they inundated the islands with Spam and it became something of a local delicacy. In 2017, the demand for Spam in Hawaii got so intense that stores had to endure a rash of theft and black market for the meat sprang up. Thieves were taken up by the caseload from stores, so shopkeepers started locking it in plastic display cases the same way that they do things like cell phones and razors.
Mm. Spam.
Yeah. for spam.
I thought part of it, too, is just because of how many soldiers were over there during the war.
I think that's how it got inundated, but I cannot believe that it's become a black market item.
Yeah, Stone just... Chefs. Carbonara spam, I swear to Christ, is amazing.
Okay.
It is absolutely fantastic. I know that sounds right. Just get it in the good and crisp. You'll never know.
Breast milk.
Cambodian or regular?
Not positive. Let's see. It says, if it sounds weird at first, consider that there could be genuine need for this kind of market. Any mothers who cannot produce their own breast milk but still want a baby to be fed naturally might be interested. And it's for that reason that the underground breast milk market exists, including several websites that are dedicated to selling only breast milk. Women who have extra milk to sell will advertise it the way that you might advertise anything.
Specifically Cambodian.
And they'll actually boast of it's organic, vegan, gluten, dairy-free, and so on.
I drink like a sailor.
Yeah. There you go. Breast milk. Markets that you never knew existed. You guys have heard of Mexican bologna. Have you heard of Russian cheese?
I have not.
No.
Yeah. So thanks to COVID-19 and the restrictions it put on traveling around Europe, a Finnish cheese called Ultramani is the number one illegally traded item in the country. The cheese costs €5 per kilo in Finland, but in Russia, it's going to cost you 4 times as much. Customs officials in Finland have been trying to monitor trucks from Russia that have been smuggling the cheese across the border. Some supermarkets have tried to crack down by limiting cheese sales to a perfectly reasonable 11 kilograms or over 20 pounds of cheese, incidentally.
Huh, Russian cheese.
Russian cheese.
Hmm.
Razors. Big old market on razors. Cities around the country have had issues with thieves making making off with large quantities of razors, which are very easy to hide and walk out of a store with. Over $1,000 worth of razors can easily be stashed in a fairly small bag. Reselling razors is remarkably easy because they're always in demand. They're not something that you can trace, and people could sell them easily on websites like Craigslist or even eBay.
That's so weird to me. I mean, I get it, but still. Like,
they're just
really
so expensive.
They are. They are. But, like, if I'm going to risk going to jail for something like that, it will not be razors or spam so far or breast milk.
Markets.
What about Mexican bologna?
Yes. Maybe.
I try that.
Have you tried it yet, dude?
No. Man, I forget every time I go down. I need to try.
Markets that you didn't know existed, Disney guides. If you've ever been to Disney World, you might not be aware that the lines to access attractions can be atrociously long, and it's not unheard of for people to wait hours to get access to a popular ride. But not everybody in the park has to wait that long all the time. If you have a disability, there's a second line available to help you gain access to an attraction sooner. It's a courtesy that Disney offers, yada, yada, yada. Now, the thing about these lines that allow a disabled person to jump in front is that the people who are accompanying them are also allowed to skip the line
as
well.
Yes, they are. Correct. Yes. And they had to crack down on that a couple years ago. Because people kept faking injuries to be in wheelchairs.
We know you, Tony. Yeah.
And that's the source of the market service. We're going to afford it. Rates of the $130.
You can't fool us.
$130 an hour. $130.
They're looking, man. It's all good. I got this.
It does work.
Stick with it.
It does.
Like when I went to King's Dominion in eighth grade, my first year, my buddy had a broken leg, so I wheeled him around.
Yeah.
And they just take you and go, do you want to sit in the front of the ride or the back? Or
nice. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And then once we got there, everybody was like, could I push him? I was like, F off.
No.
I volunteered before I knew the bonus.
Are you Bubbles from the trip? No. Okay.
This one's a little odd. High school cafeteria salt.
What?
Why? Yeah. So in 2010, Barack Obama introduced the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, regulating how public schools serve food to students. Part of these regulations included limits on certain unhealthy ingredients like sodium. Kids at one school in Indiana really liked their salt and did not take kindly to the nutrition regulations. After they put sodium limitations in place, students began selling salt for $1 a shake in their school cafeteria.
$1 a shake?
Yeah. The black market salt shakes were short-lived, and the school's principal shut it down as soon as she figured out what was going on. Yeah.
Damn. A donkey.
A delicacy here in the States.
Again, as somebody that has high blood pressure and has to watch it, like, it's not the table salt. Then. No. It's all the stuff you eat full of
right,
salt.
That's right. Krispy Kremes.
Okay, ooh. I understand that.
Anytime a new Krispy Kreme location's open, you can count on there being people literally camped outside waiting to be the first to experience a brand new donut. But if you don't have Krispy Kreme location near you, you may lament that you don't get to experience what all the fuss is about. But at least one family in Juarez, Mexico, decided that they could bring Krispy Kreme to the masses with a black market supply. The Garcia family traveled from Juarez to El Paso every single day back in 2017 to pick up dozens of donuts and then sell them to locals for 60% markup. What they're doing isn't illegal by any means. They're not smuggling the donuts or stealing them. They're just reselling for an impressive profit and proving that people will pay just about anything to get their hands on a Krispy Kreme.
Yes. I've told this story 1,000 times, but I went to that Seahawks game in London. They were selling Krispy Kremes, 3 of them in a box. People were losing their minds. The Europeans were like, oh, Krispy Kremes.
No way.
Had they ever heard of them, or are they?
They had heard of them.
But it's a legend.
They had never had one. I think the first one had opened in Ireland.
All right.
And there's like traffic jams.
Yes.
So they're selling these at Wembley. And I mean, like, I saw a Krispy Kreme guy come out of the back full of his tray. And I mean, he was mobbed. The German guys in front of us, he looked at me and he's like, Krispy Kreme. And I was like, yeah, man. And
they're good.
Like, oh, like, I've been waiting for this. And I was like,
Jesus.
Damn.
For Krispy Kreme. Right.
Well, when you don't know.
Right.
I mean, look, they're awesome.
It would blow their minds to show up here that you can actually get one right off the
And
the
it
conveyor,
just sits
though.
There.
You want a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, watching those Europeans go crazy for Krispy Kremes, I was like, no way.
All right, then. And I'll leave you with this one. This is the last black market that you never knew existed. Disease survivor blood.
Okay.
Possibly inspired by the Ebola outbreak of 2014, when those afraid of the virus were purchasing plasma from survivors of the disease, a black market for coronavirus survivor plasma has sprung up in the Middle East. Plasma has been successful in helping treat the disease, so those who have a ready supply in their own blood have been selling it for as much as $1,500 to $2,000 a liter.
A few things from our texters here as you're going through black market item. They suggest zebra meat.
Ooh.
This one makes a lot of sense. Clean urine for drug tests.
Oh, absolutely.
You can make an S ton of money on that. I cannot help you, but certainly the people that can make a lot of money. And then someone says laundry soap.
Really?
Believe it or not. So there used to be a little corner store, well, around the corner from my place in Greenwood, and they just had better prices than most of the other places, which is shocking, right? Because convenience stores usually jack it up. Razors are cheaper, laundry soap is cheaper, et cetera, et cetera. Even the cigarettes. Found out about a year and a half later, they ended up getting busted by the cops because they paid the local homeless population to go to the Safeway about 5 blocks down the road, steal their crap.
Just jack it off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so they supplied probably, well, anything that was like home cleaning or razors or light bulbs, Safeway basically bought all of that. And then, because anything you bought from there had a price tag over top of the initial price tag. Oh. I never gave it much thought until they got busted. And I go, that's how they swung a good deal.
Damn.
I'm unknowingly by black market Tide Pods.
A man in Florida just pleaded guilty to stealing pool inflatables from all over town, but what?
Why would he do that?
You don't want to know, but I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to Dragon Time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Every time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Fitzsimmons family from Warrington, England. Now, their 16-year-old cat, Frankie. Sadly, Frankie went missing. A few days later, they found poor Frankie on the side of the road. He wasn't doing so well. So they made the tough decision to take Frankie to the vet and put her down. And she was, in fact, cremated. Then her ashes were put in an urn, and the urn was placed in the living room. Now, that would normally be the end of the story. Normally. But later that same night, Frankie the cat came home. Turns out Frankie was not dead. He just wandered off. Meanwhile, the Fitzsimmons family feels bad because they cremated someone else's cat.
Jesus.
Yeah. They were like, oh. Meanwhile,
well, the cat had to be doing bad enough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely doing bad.
Okay.
But the 7-year-old kid's like, it's a miracle. Parents are like, we feel awful, man. Yeah, so we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.